Britain waged a brilliant war. It was the only country to fight the first day of the war and the last day of the war, September 1st to September 2nd. 6 years. No other country fought the entire war. No other country went to war, think of this, for the principle of an ally. We only went to war when they attacked us. Soviet Union only went to war when they attacked us. Germany attacked people. Italy attacked people. Japan, not Britain. They went for a war for principle. They were brilliantly led. They put 40% of their investment in land, in air, and naval power. They avoided the Somme, the Verdun. They lost the fewest of all the major, 425, less than half what they had lost in World War I, and they fought a much more ambitious war in II. That being said, they mobilized. We think we mobilized. They mobilized to a degree that was unprecedented, more so in terms of per capita investment than the United States or Soviet Union, and they were flat broke when the war was over. And then unfortunately, because of the deprivation, they began to socialize their rails, their health care system, their transportation, their iron, their steel industries, their power. And lo and behold, within 10 years, the countries that were flattened, like Japan and Germany, were industrial powerhouses, turning out Mercedes and Hondas and Toyotas, and Britain's car industry, to take one example, was over with. So they had a very tragic, and they also gave up their empire, willingly so, but theirs was a tragic experience. And it makes me very mad when I hear Obama saying they're going to get back at the queue. They were the most admirable and idealistic of all the allies, and they fought way above what people thought they were capable. In every single category of munitions, except 1 year of planes, they outproduced the Third Reich that had all of occupied the EU of today under its power.